So welcome everybody. I see Eminem here, Bando here. How are you guys? Some known names. My name is Sol. I want to welcome you to this live trading session. I'm the senior analyst. I'm a Forex trader for more than 10 years now, and I'm the senior analyst for the Fivers Fund. Now at the Fivers, we were an open Forex trading fund. So we seek traders to come join us and help us grow, take part of the fund capital and grow it, trade it and grow it and keep part of the profits. And of course, as they show us their performance and how they can manage money and trades, they can increase their capital and the accounts they manage and grow to amounts I believe as a retail trader would be very hard to get. So it's a great opportunity for traders seeking institutional capital. And what I will show you now is something similar to what we do with our traders every day, which is called the live trading room. In which either I or other traders from the fund, we trade together with our traders at the fund. So we share opinions and experience, and they're quite fun. Today I will do it more educational. We might take some trades if there are some setups, but when we are trading live on our trading rooms, so we actually do trade, and the focus of all the session is trading. Of course, because we don't want to implement or to tell anyone that our way to trade is the only or best or whatever way to trade. We welcome all trading styles and all strategies so they can apply to the fund. So I will walk you through how I read the market today and what I look for. And hopefully we will come out with some insights of the market and how price behaves and some techniques of money management and scalping. And if we are we're on the good side of the market, we might end up making some money. Now, I have to aware you, we are going to be trading live market conditions. So we might take some wins and we might take some losses as well. So I guess it's part of the game to show also the losing side of trading if it presents. And I believe we'll find some value in it. So for all of you, if you have any question, I'll have the chat open here and I will go back to the chat anytime to answer some questions. Now, a quick disclaimer, this is not the usual hour or time of the day I trade usually. So when at this time the market usually has less volatility that I like or I'm used to trade, but I will go through the same analysis and same patterns and same execution. And if the market moves, so we might take advantage of those movements. So let's just jump into the market and I'll show you the process I use to approach the market. Now, whenever I'm in front of the computer, I ask myself, what do I want to achieve from this trading session? A lot of my trading, and most of my trading, I would say, is made of the larger time frames. I will focus on Forex, but I believe the same concept we will show here might be applied to other markets. So you can apply this concept to all markets. So when I sit in front of the computer, I ask myself, what do I want to achieve from that session? Is that a certain amount of money or a percentage? Or if I'm in the trading room, so I know with the traders, I know I need to be more cautious because I'm speaking as I trade. So my goal is different. And for this session, I believe it's the same. So I think it's weak if we can show some concept and insight from the market, that would be the main goal. And if we can make some pips and show consistency, I think that would be the highest value, because I believe you can make consistent, let's say, pips or returns or whatever. So you only go ahead and increase a little bit your lot size and the amount of money you invest, and you keep doing and keep trading the same way. And of course, you will get higher and higher returns. So the focus for me would be on consistency and performance and less on the amount of money you make. So with that in mind, jumping into the markets, and because of the, when I'm scalping off the 1 minute chart or 5 minute chart, which is what I'm going to do right now, just to have the opportunity to show you more setups, I usually scalp off either the JPY or the EURUSD. The EURUSD is my, I'm sorry, the pound dollar or the EURUSD. So the EURUSD is my preferred one. So usually the analysis I go through is I start off the daily charts and I get my bias. So in this case, and it doesn't change that much from one day to another, but I see we're on a bullish trend. So I keep that in mind. My bias of the higher time frames is the long side, and then I will look for key levels in price. So I look for supply and demand zones, prices where institutions were active and price moved aggressively from those points, so that I might go ahead and do that off the hourly chart. So an example of that would be this area right here where Platt just unplugged aggressively from that area right there, and I know if prices go to that area again, so I might expect a kind of reaction. So this would be a great place for me to take or to place a buy limit order, okay? Because I expect if prices come back to this area, I expect a bounce of that area. And then I'll keep doing this same process, but only on lower time frames. So we can get some setups right now. Okay. So let me get rid of that one. And then, of course, I see right now there's no more, I don't see any other supply or demand area that would be relevant for our session. Of course, I see this area right here, and I see this area right here, and a lot of choppiness and consolidation inside that. So on any movement to these levels, or these levels right here, or these levels right here, or this area right here, I will be, for the session, I will be looking to counter trend trade that area. So I'll be looking to buy these areas right here and sell these areas right here, just because I don't see any directional movement right now. Then I drop to the 5-minute chart, and I have those lines in place. Okay, I see those areas, get rid of those. And now I zoom in a little bit more. So I see this area right here of the 5-minute chart. So if prices go there, I might be looking for selling opportunities, and if prices come back to this area right here, I might be looking for buying opportunity. And now, because I don't know if price will get there that soon, I will go and zoom in even more. I'll go to the 1-minute chart. And again, we have this huge sideways movement. So I'll look for counter trend trading in this case. So any movement to the downside, I will be looking to buy. Now, when we are scalping, and in general, the key for scalping properly is starting slowly, not getting very big, very fast or very quick. If we think of institutions, how they trade, institutional levels that they need to manage and process millions of dollars through the market, either the Forex market or any other market. When you need to move millions or billions of dollars, you can't make it in one shot, correct? The market just can't process that amount of money in one level, in one transaction, in one trade. So what institutional level traders do, they get in layers or in certain levels. So they invest a little bit, and then when prices react to that level, so they wait for another key level, and then they process more money in that level. So we are going to mimic that same process to our retail and scalping. So instead of going very big in only one position, we are going to start very, very slow, and we will manage the money as we get new information from the market. So right now we're seeing, let me just mark some areas. We saw how price react to this level right here. I have a slight bias to the bullish side. Just you can see we're forming little runs on any pullback to the downside. I will be looking to buy. So let's give that a moment. Just mark this level right here, mark some level. And of course, it's very important for us to understand where are we just giving up and, you know, moving on for the next setup. So for me, that would be this level right here. Okay, you can see this last pivot low here. So I would be looking for, if the price goes down, I will be looking for buying opportunity all the way to that line there. Okay, because that would change completely the market structure I'm reading now. So at that point, I would stop, and all my stop loss will be at that level. Okay, let me just, okay, that would be a 20 pips stop loss for all the positions I get in. So let's just read price. Okay, we're testing that resistance line. Now we have tested once, twice. This is the third time we're testing, so we can expect a break of that resistance. Now let's see if we get the break. And I don't see any supply here to really stop that. So maybe this area right here. And of course, because of all the objective of this session is teaching through trading. At least that's the way I see it. So we will try to do that exercise. So let's wait for the breakout. Now I don't expect a really big breakout. Okay, you can see our ATR is super super small, so I don't expect a lot of this movement. I could even try to short this market. Just get with the pound, we have a little push higher. Then now we're just moving sideways. So again, if price comes to this level right there, that would be a good area for buying. Now let's see if prices, what my range on this one. So let's see if we can get a movement to the downside. Now we'll buy this area right here. So this is no trade zone. Okay, we need prices to go a bit lower, because I'm not expecting now a very directional movement. So I want the price to come back here, so my targets are below the resistance area. Okay, that's the whole point of waiting, because I don't expect a breakout of that level given the time we're trading right now. So I need to get at least, I don't know, 3 or 4 pips before the resistance area so I can get profit. And now a small take profit in pips might sound like there's no money to be made taking off the market 3 pips or 4 pips or 5 pips. But just remember, we're trading now the context of the market, and we need to adapt ourselves to that context. So for me, waiting now, we're expecting the market to give me 50 pips. That would be unrealistic. So I would rather to take 10 different trades or positions to give me 5 pips each, rather than one single trade to give me 50 pips. Okay, that would be more realistic. And I will get the same 50 pips just in 10 different trades instead of one trade. Okay, so let's start. We have a little push down. Okay, that's our first position. Now this is not a trade. Okay, this is just a little. I'm breaking one trade into tiny positions. Okay, I'm trading super super small. Okay, what about cost? Yeah, that's a great great question. We need to be aware that we will pay more commissions and more and the spread might be more relevant when we trade this way. But it's just the only way we can trade right now. The market won't give us anything else right now. So I'm trying to adapt what I'm doing to the parameters we have now, and we need to also compensate the little profits with some volume. So we might, if we're trading for money, we want to take a slightly larger positions as well. Is it chat? Yeah, so more questions. Yeah, on Euro USD, if my price goes, yeah, so I would keep adding to this position all the way, I told you, all the way to here. Now this is it's very important. We don't we don't think in terms of martingale or something like that. We're trading a setup, and we need to find out or to understand where does our setup breaks down. Okay, we're not just adding to a position because we like to add, and we're not. Also, we're not doubling, okay, the position we're taking. I might take one position here, and maybe another position right here, and maybe 2 positions right here or something like that. And depending on fluctuations of the market, then I will adapt my position. Okay? It's not, it's instead of any one of these trades, a low probability trade. Okay, we're trading based of support and resistance, but not on a very clear pattern or something in a non-volatile scenario or trading scenario. So so we just need to be aware of that and not going very heavy on each one of those, right? So we see the reaction now. There's that area is a great place for taking profits. Let me see how that looks on the 5-minute chart. Okay, I like the fact that the 5-minute chart is looking that way, but we still have more time. So that's a great place for taking profit. We will be testing some resistance right now, so we can take maybe 2 or 3 pips or of profit, and then do everything again. Okay, let's see if we have one last push higher. Let's see if we can get it. Okay, it's not. So okay, the chart, you can see the tick chart, the tick's just doing nothing. So okay, I'll take, okay, I was a bit slow. 2 pips would be nice for me. Now it's pulling back. Now I'm fine with the pullback, because we did get the reaction of this area. So I might close this one or even let it open. And if we get down to this area right here, we might add, okay, we might take a new position. Okay? I was slow watching the chat to take profit, which is fine. At least we have some movement. Now, there's some question in chat about the costs. Now, when we trade Forex, we have two costs, which is the commission and the spread. So the spread, let's say here we have 0.3. When you were aiming for maybe 2 or 3p profit, the spread is taking a significant part of your profit. But if you, and of course you have a commission per trade, but if you're trading same pair, but you're now aiming for a 50 or 100 pips, so that the spread really doesn't matter. It becomes irrelevant. So the spread, it is a factor. And that's why I tend to scalp off the slower time, the pairs with less spread, okay, with a minimum, a smaller spread, such as the Euro USD, sometimes the yen and the pound. Now the pound has a slightly larger spread, but it also moves more, so it compensates. And the crucial one you need to consider is the commission per trade. That really is a big part of the costs of doing this scalping. Okay, I want to take 2 pips of profit. See, we form a lower low, a lower high, and we're forming also we're getting this kind of structure. So I'm not sure we're going to get much higher. I kind of want to switch to the short side. I feel we're about to move down. There's a great question about the take profit and the stop loss. So yes, so the stop loss would be the same. The initial stop loss would be the same for all of the trades. Now, if I recognize the initial stop loss for all the trades would be down that area, okay, the red line right here. So that's the place for the stop loss at the beginning, at first. But if I recognize my pattern is about to break, so I adjust that stop loss. So for this trade, for example, maybe that there's no sense of holding this trade longer than here, okay? Or if I'm in a swing trade and the market's just moving in my favor, so I will trail the stop as long as I see the pattern breaks down. So for now, let's keep it there, okay, below that point, and let's see if we can either fix this trade or let's see, with new information we'll get new action plans. So now you can see the tail activity on the upside of the 5-minute chart. So that tells me price wants to go lower. And about the take profit question, so again, the take profit must be it again depends what the market is doing. So I have a predefined take profit, but I will trail it. Just I trail the stop loss and the take profit, the stop loss either to my favor. So I also trail my take profit. So I need to, like, if this take profit was here, I mean, that's a nice take profit. I want the market to get there, but I think it's an unrealistic take profit given the context of the market and the market behavior for the last hours. Okay, so for this session, I'm really not expecting the market to break these levels right there. Okay, but now I have new information. Now I have these pivots right here that I did not have before. Okay, that one and that one. So now I need the market to break also that pivot in order to get my take profit. So now this level is a valid level for a take profit. But this information I didn't have back here, okay, when I was trading this candle. So that was a great a good take profit back here. Now a good profit would be on this area right here. And if I decide to keep my take profit there, I just need to be aware that I'm asking the market to break that resistance in order to get to my take profit. So I might be pushing the market to do something it's not ready to do. Okay, so you can see as soon as we get to this area right here, we're getting that rejection. Okay? I hope, guys, market was moving more, so we could do more examples. But at least we can read price action as it forms in real time, which is something it's very easy to go backwards and do backtesting and show past examples of things. And we're always wiser backwards, correct? But we make decisions based on real time information. And that's what I'm trying to show you right now. Yeah, can market break the new resistance up if price wants to move up? Yeah, of course. at some point, market will break either the resistance area, resistance levels, or support levels. But I'm just not sure it will do it now, given the time of the day. So maybe in a few hours, with the closing market or the closing of the New York session, we might see that breakout. But what I expect right now, it's more sideways movement and more consolidation. If I leave this trade on, of course we will see a breakout during the Asian session or maybe the London session tomorrow. But I just don't think we will see the breakout of these levels right here. Now look how we're forming lower highs. Okay, so I really feel the next movement of this market is to the downside. So with this new information, okay, this is something I did not have before. I need to adjust my trade. So I can either stick to my initial reading, which was long, and now either take the loss or try to fix this trade, or I need to switch my position to the short side. Okay, so I need to get off this one, okay, take a small loss, and now look for opportunities to go short instead of long, which is what I was trying to do. Now, as I was not expecting the market to break very hard the resistance, I'm also not expecting the market to break very, very hard the support area. So for educational and for this session, I won't switch my position, okay, to the short side. I will leave it on, and I will try to fix this one. Okay, this one right now. Okay, there's the break. Now we need price to come all the way down here to this red line to add a new buying position. Now if that's truly a breakout, there should be some continuation. Okay, we're seeing right now. Now let's see if this level here holds. If that does, we will be able to fix this trade right here. So actually a good place for the stop loss would be all the way down here. We might see some continuation of this movement. Let's just see reading price. Okay, I need price to go a bit lower because I only have 2 pips between this, the breaking point, and this support area right here. So I really need my two pips to be below the red line so I can take profits before that new resistance. Okay, that was support before. Now it's resistance. So I need, yeah. So that would be a good level. Okay, might just take us out. Let's see if that holds. And if not, I'll book the loss. Okay, that's also fine. Okay, we see the whip, the tail here, the whipsaw. So it was an attempt for breaking lower. Buyers came in, but a second test of that will represent a break. Okay, so there's a break. Okay, so I booked the loss. Okay, little position for a small loss, and now we move on. Okay, we look for new setups and new opportunities. I have nothing here to tell me to go long. So I make now a new analysis. Okay, I wait for price to go down to these levels so I can add. Okay, so I can buy the market at this level low right here. Or now I wait for markets to go up so I can short the market. Okay, but this is all new information. And with winning trades or losing trades, I don't get not very excited and not very upset. Okay, I understand losses is part of business. Okay, they're just there. So the key for success in trading would be money management and not giving any single trade a lot of weight. Okay, not if I think of losses, I think of losses as holes. Okay, like tiny holes I get into. So I really need the losses to be small enough so I can jump quickly off out of the little hole. I think clean a little bit. Really not much. Okay, so this red line would be the area I would be looking for new buying opportunity. You can see this kind of movement right here. That's an overextension. The market wants to go down, okay, based on this movement, but before it keeps going down, it will need to rest. It will need to either move sideways or make a quick pullback or something, so in order to go lower. So you can try to get that pullback, okay, and that pullback might happen in this area, or you wait for the pullback and then you join the actual movement, which is the downside. So those are the two options we have. So in any case, we need price to either move higher so we can short, or we need price to go down so we can buy. Now you can feel how the sellers are more active right now. You can see how price tries to go up and it just gets rejected. Okay, and we see the formation of the tails. You can go also to the chart and we can see how we're forming lower lows there. So we want to align ourselves. We want to align our trading to that. So if I was just starting out, I would wait for a pullback and then next leg lower. And we can see how you see all this market right here. Okay, just back here, we had a bullish candle, bearish candle, bullish candle, bearish candle, bullish candle. Now we have a slightly directional movement to the downside. So so we might keep moving in that direction. So I want to align myself to that. So any pullback to this area, I will try to short. Okay, same with the pound. So this is we're speaking of supply and demand. So this is a nice demand area on the pound. You can see how from this balance area between buyers and sellers, we have this aggressive movement to the upside. So if prices come back to this area, this is a good buying area right here. And I don't see anything. I mean, this is the 1 minute chart, so I don't have more information than this. I don't see anything here from keeping this market to go to that area right there. I do see some support here, but that's it. So if I have to get an insight from this session, I would remember myself how much the importance of stop losses. Correct? We new traders, you tend to see moving their stop loss in the opposite direction they should be moving it. So in my case, remember I told you my initial stop loss was down here, but with no information, I realized I needed to trail that stop and I moved it to there. Correct? And I took the loss. Now, if I haven't do that, you can see I would be inside that buy position up there with now maybe, I don't know how much has moved, but with another 5 or 6 pips against me. Okay. So new traders tend to move the stop loss. If the initial stop loss was down here and they see prices going against them, okay, close to the stop loss, they need to, they usually move it in this case, to the downside. Correct? They make it even wider and wider and wider. So they just make the hole they're into it, they make it bigger and they just hope prices to go back. Correct? In my case, and I know other good traders, they trail the stop the opposite direction. Okay. So my initial stop loss was there, but with new information, I realized my stop loss need to be maybe there or maybe there when I took the loss. Okay. And I need to remind myself stops are there for my good and to protect my capital and my money. And I need to remind myself that in the long run might be a session of 1 hour or 2 hours or whatever a trading session is for you. If you trade in the hourly chart or daily chart, so might be a week or a month. In the long run, my winners will compensate for my losses. And so I guess that would be the insight from this session. I wish we had some more going on and I could show you more setups and live trading, but you know, this is not a demo account. This is a real account. So I just don't want to be forcing trade just to show things. Correct. So from what we did have, I guess that lesson for today, if I would keep trading, my plan would be to wait for price to come to this area. If it does, this one right here, and I would be looking for selling opportunities of this area right here, or to wait and see how price behaves when it goes down to this area and maybe expect look for some reaction of that area right here and maybe take some longs. That would be my plan. So guys, last questions. One is not too small. It's not the higher time frame trend determining the movement. Yeah. Most of my trades and my analysis is made of the higher time frames. I want to show you the 1 minute chart just to show you to have more opportunities in live market. Okay. Because we have a limited time. So I want to show you more setups, more price reading in real time. But these same concepts, you can apply it also to higher time frame. And that's it, guys. Of course, in higher time frames, maybe last about higher time frames or slower time frames or lower time frames. If you go to the daily chart, which is a higher time frame, for months we were trading this range right here. So we had no trend. Okay. So if you go to, so if you're trying to pick to get a trend of the daily chart, the Euro USD, you would be stuck for months now. So then you go to maybe hourly or 5 minute or something, and in those lower time frames, you might find some trends, okay, that you can take advantage of. So that's it, guys. I mean, this is in pip value, we only took one trade and was a small loss, but I hope we learned something together on this session. Thanks, Eminem. Yeah, it's a very slow market. This is not the usual time I use to trade.